This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we bring our series called Radicalis, Developing Spiritual Roots, to a close with our final lesson on how to live a life that is deeply rooted in Christ and His Word so that we can become all God has created us to be. In just a moment, we're going to tell you how to get the Lord's Prayer, Words of Hope and Happiness Children's Gift Book. This special resource will help you strengthen the hope of the children in your life by introducing them to the Lord's Prayer. Go to PastorRick.com to find out more, or just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called Radical Freedom.
See, the truth is, you don't really break God's laws. They break you. You only hurt yourself every time you deny what God tells you to do. You break God's laws, they break you. For instance, a guy goes up on the top of the Empire State Building and he says, I believe that there is no such thing as the law of gravity. And the law of gravity applies to everybody else, but it doesn't apply to me. So I'm going to prove that the law of gravity doesn't apply to me. And he jumps off the Empire State Building. And on the way down, 20, 30, 40 floors down, he's going, I'm free! He just hadn't hit bottom yet. And about 50 floors down, somebody sticks their head out the window and says, how's it going? He says, so far, so good. But at some point, the law is going to break him. Now, when God tells you to do something, you need to just do it. You just need to do it. So that's trusting the truth. We're going to come to that in just a minute. Now, how do I live a radical life? How do I live a radically free life? Most people aren't free. They're bound up inside. Fear, guilt, resentment, and all these things. Even Christians who know the Lord still aren't free. You got to do three things. Write these down. Number one, always submit to God's Spirit. Always submit to God's Spirit. What does that mean? It means you're constantly talking to the Lord throughout the day, and you're saying, Jesus, what do you want me to do in this situation? What do you want me to do here? You're just always surrendering, always submitting, always yielding to that still small voice. Say, Lord, what do you want me to do? You listen to God. And if you listen to God, He'll put ideas in your mind. And you'll know, I need to do this right now. Now, the more you let God's Spirit live in you, the more freedom you're going to have. Look at this verse. Let's read it aloud together. 2 Corinthians 3:17. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom, not religion, freedom. Jesus came not to give you religion, but to set you free. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Now, where the Spirit of self is, there's bondage. When I do what I want to do, then I'm going to be in bondage. When I do what the Spirit wants me to do, there's going to be freedom. And so I let the freedom of God's Spirit live through me. Now, friends, this is where the power comes from. It's Jesus inside you. Now, follow me on this. This is maybe a little hard to understand at first. The more power I have to do something, the more freedom I have to do it. Let me explain. The more power I have to do something, the more freedom I have to do it. For instance, I do not have the freedom to do brain surgery. They'd put me in jail if I tried. Why? Because I don't have the power to do it. I don't have the expertise. I don't have the skill. I don't have the education. I don't have the power to do it. So I'm not free to do it because I don't have the power to do it. Freedom comes from having the power to do it. Let me give you another example. I am not free to play in the World Cup. Why? Because I don't have that athletic ability. I don't have the skill. I don't have the talent. I don't have the coordination. I don't have the experience. I don't have the training. So I don't have the power to play in the World Cup. So I'm not free to play in the World Cup, you know, soccer games. If I did have that ability and had that power and had that experience, well, then, yes, I'd have the freedom to play in it, but I don't. The power that God gives you the freedom to do the right thing. So the more God's Spirit lives in you, and you let Him live in you, and you just talk to Him all the time. You're driving down the street. Lord, what do you want me to do right now? You're getting ready to go into the house. Lord, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to say to my family? You're going shopping. Lord, you wanted to interrupt my life here? Is anybody here that you're going to bring into my life and cause me to say a word of encouragement to? Or whatever you want, you just go with the flow. You let the Spirit live in you. And you always submit to the Spirit. And that gives you power to change. Power to change. Now, so you say, Rick, this sounds really good, but isn't this kind of power just kind of like for the top folks, the super saints, the really spiritual people like missionaries and nuns? No. That power is available to you. The same power that is available to me as a pastor is available to you. Look at the next verse. The Bible, Jesus says, Jesus gave His life to purchase freedom for who? Circle that. Everyone. That includes you. So you always submit to God's Spirit. Number two, you always trust the truth. This is the second key to real freedom, to daily freedom on a daily basis. You always trust the truth. Whenever you doubt God's word, you're going to get into trouble. I started going down this way a minute ago. See, the truth is, the fact is, the reality is, you don't trust God's truth nearly as much as you trust your own feelings. I trust my feelings so much of the time rather than what has God said to do. Now, for instance, God says, you want me to bless your finances, you put me first in your finances, and you tithe. But I don't feel like I can afford that, so I'm going to trust my feelings rather than what the truth is. And as a result, I miss out on God's blessing. When somebody has hurt me deeply, God says, the truth says, you must forgive that person, let it go. Don't hold on to grudge. You're only hurting yourself with your own poison. Bitterness means you're wrong. No matter what they've done, you're wrong if you're bitter. I go, yeah, I know I should let it go. I should forgive them, but I don't feel like doing that, so I'm not going to. I'm going to trust my feelings more than the truth. And then I get in trouble, and I get all kinds of heartache and problems in my life. When God says sex should be saved only for marriage, well, yeah, I know God says that, but really, I don't feel that, and I feel it should be this, and so I'm going to go with my feelings, not with the truth. All of these rules, these principles, are for your benefit. God is not some capricious God who just makes up stuff to make your life a bummer. He does this for your own good. He's trying to prevent heartache, broken hearts, broken minds, broken dreams, broken promises, all these different things. If you want to be free, you must always trust the truth. You must always submit to the Spirit, and you must trust the truth. Why? Here's what Jesus said. If you continue in my word, then you're really my disciples. The word is God's truth. And you will know the truth, and the truth will what? Set you free. The more you get God's truth in your mind, the freer you're going to be. The more you believe Satan's lies, the more you believe your own feelings, the more in bondage you're going to be. It's your choice. God's word is the second source of power for freedom. The first source is His Spirit in our life. The second source is His word in our lives. James 1:25 calls the Bible the perfect law that gives us freedom. This book doesn't bind you up. This book sets you free. And the more you read it and apply it and memorize it and put it in your life, it sets your mind free. It actually can heal your mind.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. You can sign up for Pastor Rick's free email devotional at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
Perhaps the most important role you can play in the life of a child is teaching them to trust God through prayer. It's the key to living with hope. Jesus said we should always pray and never give up. That's why it's important to strengthen the hope of children by introducing them to Jesus' model for prayer at an early age. And we're excited to tell you about a very special resource to help you do just that. It's called The Lord's Prayer, Words of Hope and Happiness. This book brings the poetic scripture of the King James Version of the Bible to life. Readers young and old will enjoy thoughtful insights from New York Times bestselling author, Pastor Rick Warren, and stunning illustrations by award-winning artist, Richard Jesse Watson. It's sure to become a meaningful bedtime ritual, a treasured memory, and a lasting legacy that bears good fruit for generations to come. This wonderful book is a perfect way to share the beauty and richness of the Lord's Prayer with the children the Lord has placed in your life. And we'll send it to you to say thanks when you give a gift to Daily Hope. Your gift will be used to help take the good news of Jesus Christ to people everywhere. Just call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com. That's 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com. Thanks so very much. Today is the last day to get your copy of the Lord's Prayer Children's Gift Book, so don't wait.
Hi, it's Pastor Rick with some big news. My daily devotional is now available in French. If you know somebody who would enjoy reading the devotionals in French, would you please email me and I'll send you a link to sign up. My email is rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com.
Once again, here's Rick.
The key to my freedom is I trust the truth. I live in the Word. And the more I study this book, the more freer I'll be. I always submit to the Spirit. I always trust the truth. Number three, I always use my freedom to serve others. And that's the third key. I always use my freedom to serve others. The more you serve other people, the more freedom God gives you, because He wants you to be an unselfish, gracious, generous person. Now think about this. You wake up tomorrow morning and you sit on the side of your bed and you say, okay, Lord, today I'm going to submit to your Spirit, and today I'm going to trust your truth, and today I'm going to use my freedom to serve others. Let's just review all the things you've done for me. Number one, I am completely forgiven. Check. Nothing I've ever done or will do is going to be held against me, because I am completely forgiven. I have a clear conscience. That's good news. Number two, no matter what happens to me today, I have personal access to you. I got an all-access card, and I can talk to you about anything, anytime, anywhere, no matter what I face today. Boom, number two. Number three, you're going to give me the power to say no when I need to say no, and the power to say yes when I need to say yes on things that make my life count and don't do things that mess up my life. Check. You're going to give me a life of meaning and purpose, and I don't have to live an empty life anymore, and I don't have to depend on the validation of other people to make me happy. I don't need other people's approval. I'm not living for cultural applause. Check. And, oh, by the way, if I happen to die today, that's okay, because I know where I'm going. I'm going to be with you, and I'm not afraid of what the devil throws at me. He only can give me suggestions, and I'm not going to believe his lies, because I'm going to submit to your Spirit, trust the truth, and give my life in serving other people. That's freedom. Now, when you're that free, and you look around you, and everybody else around you is in slavery, what are you supposed to do? Help them. Help them. You've seen these shows where, Navy SEALs go in and they unlock, the door of a prisoner who's been held as a kidnap. And that guy, what's he do? He gets the keys and he unlocks everybody else. And they all get out of prison together. And that's our job. Because once we're out of prison, we're to help other people with the good news. What is the good news? Jesus sets us free. The Bible says this. You were called to be free, but don't use your freedom to indulge your sinful nature. Rather, serve one another in love. It's all about love. Paul says it like this. In the next verse on the screen, he says, though I am free and I belong to no man, I make myself a slave to everyone to win as many as possible. Now, let me summarize it. Every day of your life, you're either growing in freedom or you're growing in bondage. You're never standing still. Every day, your life is getting wider and more open, wide open spaces. You're getting more and more freedom in your life, and life becomes wider and more beautiful and more wonderful and more meaningful, or your life is getting more narrow, more in bondage to worry and fear and guilt and judgment and approval of others, and you're getting narrower and narrower and more afraid of the fact that you're getting older, that you're going to die. And all, are you getting one way or the other? And it's your choice. I want you to look at the verse on the front of your outline as we close. Jesus said, if the Son sets you free, you'll be free indeed. But the truth is, most people aren't living that way. Why? Look at the next verse, Galatians 5:1. Freedom is what we have. It's been given to you. It's been paid for by Christ. Christ has set us free. Stand then as free people and do not allow yourself to become slaves again. Because there's plenty of people out there who are going to turn you into a slave again. Legalist, perfectionist, and conformist who are going to try to take away your freedom. Don't let them do it. Let's bow our heads. Pray this prayer in your heart. Dear God, thank you that you have purchased my freedom. You have provided so much, and I'm not even taking advantage of it. I've known this, but I forget it. Thank you that all my sins are forgiven. Even the ones I haven't done yet. Thank you for the gift of a free conscience, a clear conscience. Thank you that I have personal access to you. Help me to stop blaming myself for stuff you've forgiven. And help me to stop going through life trying to do it on my own when you've given me an all-access badge. Thank you that the power to do what's right is available if I'll just claim it. Forgive me for all the times that I just try to do it on my own and don't even think about asking for help. Thank you that I can live a life of meaning and purpose. Thank you that you saved me from the empty life that doesn't really matter. About passion and possession and position and pride and pleasures. Thank you, Lord, instead for giving me an eternal purpose. Thank you that you set me free from needing the approval of other people. Help me to remember that. To not worry about what culture thinks. And Father, I have to admit that I've been afraid many times to die. Would you set me free from that fear? Help me to remember how much you love me, what you've planned for me, that your plans are good. I don't want to be afraid of death, and I don't want to be afraid of the devil either, because greater is he who is in me than he that's in the world. Forgive me for all the times I've believed his lies. Forgive me for all the times I've believed my feelings instead of your truth. Every day this week, I want to submit to your spirit, because where the spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom, not fatigue, but freedom. I want to trust your truth, even when it doesn't make sense, even when it's hard, even when it's unpopular, even when I don't understand it, even when I don't feel like it, I'm going to trust your truth because you've said the truth will set you free. Help me to see the truth about myself. The truth about you, the truth about my problems. And I want to use my freedom to serve others. I know, Lord, that as I give my life away, you give more to me. As I help set others free, you give me more freedom. And so I want to serve others in love. If you've never invited Christ in your life, say, Jesus Christ, come into my life right now. I want to know you, serve you. I want to love you. I want to trust you. Please save me. In your name I pray. Amen.
Hi, everybody. This is Rick, and I hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. You know, if you just prayed that prayer for the very first time, or you just recommitted your life to Jesus again today, would you let me know about it? There's something real about sharing your commitment. So write me, Rick, at PastorRick.com and say, Rick, I prayed that prayer of commitment. I gave my life to Christ. And I'll send you some material that'll help you on your journey with Jesus. And I'll also pray for you. God bless you.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you missed any part of this message, or if you would like to find out more about Pastor Rick Warren and this ministry, just visit PastorRick.com, where you can listen online anytime. That's Pastor Rick with two R's in the middle, .com. Be sure to sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional while you're there. Rick will be back to close out our time today, but first, perhaps the most important role you can play in the life of a child is teaching them to trust God through prayer. It's the key to living with hope. Jesus said we should always pray and never give up. That's why it's important to strengthen the hope of children by introducing them to Jesus' model for prayer at an early age. And we're excited to tell you about a very special resource to help you do just that. It's called The Lord's Prayer, Words of Hope and Happiness. This book brings the poetic scripture from the King James Version alive for readers young and old. You'll find thoughtful insights from the New York Times bestselling author, Pastor Rick Warren, and stunning illustrations by award-winning artist Richard Jesse Watson. It's sure to become a meaningful bedtime ritual, a treasured memory, and a lasting legacy that bears good fruit for generations to come. The Lord's Prayer, Words of Hope and Happiness, is a perfect way to share the beauty and richness of the Lord's Prayer with the children the Lord has placed in your life. And we'll send it to you to say thanks when you give a gift to Daily Hope to help take the good news to people everywhere. Go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy of this great resource. That's PastorRick.com, or you can just call 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. And thanks so much for your support. Today is the last day to get this great resource, so don't wait. Here's Pastor Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
Your generous prayers and support help us teach God's word to people all around the world who've never heard about the hope in Jesus Christ. And God is using your prayers and your gifts to help us reach people who would never set foot inside the door of a church. Here's a letter from Cheryl who said, Pastor Rick, your obedience in teaching God's word brings blessings of hope in my life every day through your daily email devotional. Through your teaching, God is continually changing my thinking and aligning my heart with His Word, which brings hope and happiness to my life and positive thoughts for a great future. Please pray that I'll keep the fight to keep the enemy from stealing the truth from me. I can now see why staying in God's Word every day is so important. I want to pray for Cheryl right now. Cheryl, let me pray for you. Father, together, we join in praying for Cheryl right now, and I ask that your word will grow deep in her heart and in the hearts of everyone else who's listening right now. Plant it like a seed in fertile soil, and then make it grow, and let the weeds of temptation not choke it out. Help her and help all of us to stand firm in your truth. And Father, I pray for everyone who hears this message today. I pray for every listener of Daily Hope, and I ask that you strengthen them to be obedient to your word, to see your purpose, and to depend on your power, trusting, Jesus, that you'll help them through no matter what they face. And I ask this prayer, and I pray this blessing in the name of Jesus. Amen.
If you'd like to let Rick know how this broadcast has blessed you, please feel free to send him an email at rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.